This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The idea of paid family leave is falling out of President Biden's big domestic bill, but we're learning the president will talk to Democratic lawmakers this morning before leaving for overseas summits of world leaders. The AP's Mike Gracia.
With his signature $1.75 trillion domestic initiative still not finalized, President Joe Biden plans to speak to the House Democratic Caucus this morning. A person familiar with the plan tells the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. The Democrats have been trying to whittle down what was a $3 trillion package without alienating varying constituencies in the party. But the cuts must ultimately meet with the approval of the two Democratic holdouts in the Senate, Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema and West Virginia's Joe Manchin. Wednesday, Manchin objected to a proposed tax on billionaires and said paid family leave doesn't belong in the reconciliation bill.
On the hot seat today in Washington, top executives from ExxonMobil, Chevron, Shell, and BP America. They'll be testifying before a House committee. Democrats accuse the industry of a campaign to spread disinformation about the role of fossil fuels in causing global warming. New York City's vaccine mandate takes effect tomorrow for city workers now that a judge has refused to block it. The AP's Tim McGuire.
We are not anti-vaccine. We are anti-mandate.
Andrew Ansbrough, president of New York City's Uniform Firefighters Association, says the loss of hundreds of unvaccinated firefighters could close 20% of the fire stations and waylay 20% of the city's emergency ambulances.
Lives are going to be lost.
The workers have to show proof of at least one vaccination by Friday. And those who don't comply will be on unpaid leave starting Monday.
Game 2 of the World Series goes to the Astros. They beat the Braves last night 7-2. A tornado in Louisiana damaged more than a dozen homes in the western part of the state. This is AP News. Now to news about breast implants. The AP's Ed Donahue has this.
The Food and Drug Administration is setting stronger safety warnings for breast implants. The message is aimed mostly at the makers of implants. They are being required to add a boxed warning message to patients detailing potential risks and complications. Roughly 400,000 people get implants each year. Also, plastic surgeons and other health professionals who work with the implants must give patients a checklist detailing possible side effects and explaining they should not be considered lifelong devices. Doctors are required to sign that document. The FDA and regulators have grappled with a link between a rare cancer and a type of textured implant. Some have blamed their implants for other health problems, including rheumatoid arthritis and chronic fatigue. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Dow dropped 266 points yesterday. The S&P down 23. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.